What is happening, everybody? Welcome to Season 4, Episode 13 of Sports Bar Talk. Real quick, get some housekeeping out of the way. Merry Christmas, Merry belated Christmas. Let me actually put it this way, as the great Chris Berman always says, let us be among the last to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, a Happy Holidays, Happy Epiphany. Let us be among the last to wish you a Happy Holidays. Yes, it was kind of an unplanned holiday break. Got a little too busy over the holidays. And that's why there was a lack of podcast episodes out over the holidays. And then with Christmas falling on a Thursday, that was just nice and dandy. Really nice of the Roman calendar, or whoever makes the calendar, to put Christmas on a Thursday this year. So it was kind of hard to put an episode out on Christmas Day, because we had a great holiday. We ordered Chinese food. I got, what'd I get? Sweet and sour shrimp is what I got, and it was really good. We got it from this place, I believe it is Ping's Chinese in Rochester Hills. Or no. No, we got China Village. We got Ping's back in like November or December, because I reviewed it on here, and that actually might have been the last time I reviewed the last podcast episode. I can't remember off the top of my head. But, yeah, so unplanned holiday break, but I ate at a lot of restaurants, so no shortage of reviews coming. Watched a lot of great football, even watched darts. That was an amazing watch. Just looking out into the crowd, seeing a bunch of drunk Brits dressed up in Santa Clauses, elves, minions from Despicable Me, you name it, Waldo. So, yeah, watched a lot of football, ate a lot, but the other day, got back from our little holidays in New Wilmington, had terrible foot pain. Turns out, your host fractured his ankle. A very small fracture. I'm good. I think I'm feeling better. So yeah, I fractured my ankle, so I'm kind of doing this episode a little hurt. I've got a walking boot on right now. I have a pretty sick ankle wrap here as well. I haven't worn the wrap since Monday, just because I think the boot is covering what needs to be covered. They initially ruled it a sprain, and then Tuesday morning I get a call from the doctor. It's actually, we had a professional radiologist look at it, and they say it's a fracture. So I have a fractured ankle, but not like the main part of the ankle. It's like where the foot and the ankle meet, like at the top of the foot there. So yay me! I go to a professional foot doctor tomorrow morning to figure out what the root cause of this is. So we'll see. But I think one of the things the doctor said to me was, watch a lot of football. That'll take your mind off it. And boy, we have football. We have the college football playoff semis in about 3 hours' time. The Fiesta Bowl between Ole Miss and Miami. Of course, Ole Miss proving they didn't need Lane Kiffin. And I'm proud of these guys, because I'm still very mad at Lane Kiffin for what he did. And I'm actually, you know what? I'm going to blame Lane Kiffin for my ankle being fractured. If anything goes wrong, just blame Lane Kiffin. And then tomorrow in the Peach Bowl, we have Indiana and Oregon. And I love Fernando Mendoza. You know, if football doesn't work out, or when he decides to retire from playing football, he will make a great politician. I don't know what his policies are, so I might have to wait and see on that. But just the way he talks, if you watch the Rose Bowl in his post-game interview, he hit all the right notes. He said, what a great win in one of the most historical venues in all of sports, the Rose Bowl, against one of the best teams in college football in Alabama. They're really great, well-coached. We all came together as a team. The coach hammered these talking points, and we followed through and we executed. I mean, I want to hate the guy, but I can't. I love him to death. The Raiders, it looks like you're getting a great quarterback. As he looks like he's the number one overall pick. So, yeah. My picks for the games, and then we'll do our deep NFL dive. I like Ole Miss tonight, and yeah, I like Indiana. I know we've already seen Oregon and Indiana once this year, but yeah. So give me the Hoosiers and Ole Miss. Plus, I think, you know, I know ESPN is in bed with the SEC and the ACC, and that's one of their playoff matches, the semis tonight. But if you're Greg Sankey, you have a really big relationship now with ESPN. And you mean to tell me this relationship's been going on for 2 or 3 years now? And we can't put a single SEC team in the national championship game? The last national championship for the SEC was Georgia 4 years ago. So I think somehow, some way, it wouldn't shock me if Ole Miss wins and they get a little help from the refs in this game. But I think Ole Miss's skill should take the refs out of it. Trinidad Chambliss is a 1,000 times a better quarterback than Carson Beck. And I just don't like, I don't like Miami having Michael Irvin and Ray Lewis on the sidelines. And on top of that, Michael Irvin during timeouts gets in the huddle. He's not even on the coaching staff. That should not be allowed. There should be an NCAA rule banning that. I hate that. You don't see me going back to Gettysburg High School golf and telling a kid, hey, we're 150 yards out, hit your 9-iron. Unbelievable. I don't see Steph Curry going back to Davidson, to a Davidson basketball game, and getting in the huddle and drawing up a play during a timeout. Yes, he is technically the general manager, but he doesn't do that. Andrew Luck's not getting in the huddle at Stanford. Although he probably could, he's a GM. Just pathetic. Pathetic. Alright. Let's get to NFL. How about the Pittsburgh Steelers? So we're going to go in chronological order with these games. We're not going to do like our ranking of most important. So we're going to start 4:30 on Saturday, your local Fox station. LA Rams head to Carolina to take on the NFC South champion Carolina Panthers. One of the most impressive one-year turnarounds in NFL football. Bryce Young last year, remember we said, I don't think he's going to be a guy. We don't think he's going to be a good NFL quarterback. Turns it around the final couple games of last season. They win the division with some help thanks to the Atlanta Falcons, who fired Raheem Morris. Not quite sure if I agree with the decision, but oh well. And this is a big game. Carolina's pulling out all the stops. Now, obviously, we knew Fox was getting 2 wild card games, and Joe Davis and Greg Olsen would probably call one of the games. We probably knew they would get this game. But when you factor in that Greg Olsen has played most of his career in Carolina, beloved in Carolina, and this is the first home playoff game in Carolina, I believe, since the year they went to the Super Bowl in Super Bowl 50, so 10 years. That atmosphere is going to be electric on Saturday at Bank of America Field or Bank of America Stadium, whatever you call it. They've got the keep pounding drum that they bang before the game. They bring in a former player or celebrity. It's Cam Newton. All that to say, they're going to pull out all the stops. And also factor in, these two teams played each other about a month ago, and Carolina won the game. So, this is going to be an insane atmosphere. A great way to kick off the playoffs. A lot of people about a month ago before the loss to Carolina said, LA is the Super Bowl favorites. I don't necessarily see that. I still think as long as you got Josh Allen on the AFC side, it's going to be Buffalo. So, here we go. Let's dive in. We'll do our injury reports right now. Obviously, for some of these games, the injury reports won't really be widely available. But we'll have the Saturday games, and we'll probably have the Sunday games. A lot of your guys are going to play in this game. Davante Adams is going to be back from that hamstring. I bet Tyler Higbee's been limited today, or no status yet for Thursday, but Tuesday and Wednesday he was limited. Jordan Whittington didn't practice with a knee issue, so we'll see what happens there. On the Carolina side of things, it looks like most of their guys are going to be able to go. This is the playoffs. Everyone's healthy. Everyone's ready to go. So, you got a line of 10.5 points in this game, and that's a lot of points. So, in my opinion, we're going to take Carolina plus 10.5. They've already played twice, once this season and won. And with that atmosphere, the juice, the Rams haven't really recently traveled well to play on the East Coast. Now, I know they just played the Falcons 2 weeks ago. They lost. So we'll see how they get up with the jet lag and stuff. I certainly think it helps having experience with Devontae Adams being in Green Bay. Stafford's done this before. We're not really going East Coast for a playoff game. Well, actually, yeah, Tampa, the year they won it. They went for the divisional round to the East Coast and they won. So, but I still think the atmosphere will be rocking. I think Carolina keeps it within 10 points. Do I think they win? Nope. I think the Rams find a way to pull it out. But for the sake of the podcast, give me Carolina plus 10.5. And then Saturday night, immediately following that game, on Amazon. So unless you live in the Green Bay or Milwaukee or Chicago market, you can catch that game also immediately following on your local Fox station. On Amazon will be Packers and Bears. This will be Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit. Who knows? I don't think it's the final game of Al Michaels' career. I think we'd probably know. I think he has one more year left on his deal for Amazon, so. But it could be. And we've got the Packers and Bears who've, the two games we've seen so far this year from them. Cinema. Soldier Field will be rocking. And once again, I know a couple weeks ago we picked the Bears on this podcast. And they were 1-point favorites. Now they're 1.5-point dogs. I don't know where that's coming from. So, and I, home teams in the playoffs, I feel like, tend to do better. But let's look up here. The final injury reports have just been released. And, nothing too, well, Matt Golden, full participant with Achilles. Dontavian Wicks was limited. Malik Willis was limited with a hamstring. That could be big if Jordan Love goes down. I expect Love back in this game, by the way. On the Chicago side of things, Jahdae Walker looks like he'll go. Had an illness. Roma Dunze was a full participant today with a foot. I don't know how he wouldn't go. DJ Moore, full with a knee. So, yeah. Expect all the stars in this game to play. And like we said, line. You know what? We'll take the Bears plus. We'll take them to win the game. How about that? So, Chicago to win. So, that's the Saturday slate. Let's go to Sunday. Buffalo. Traveling the Everbank Field. Take on the Jaguars. Buffalo looks like they're going to have to go on the road for all three of their playoff games. We mentioned, I think this is the, Josh Allen, this is probably his best chance to win a Super Bowl. You don't have Mahomes to worry about, you don't have Burrow to worry about, and you don't have Lamar to worry about. This is by far your best chance to win a Super Bowl. They're taking on a Jacksonville team, though, that is hot, winning the AFC South. Trevor Lawrence is looking like Clemson Trevor Lawrence. Their midseason acquisition of Jacoby Myers at wide receiver was one of the best midseason acquisitions it could be of all time. And there is, and by the way, when we break down these games, every single one of these teams can win the Super Bowl in these playoffs, even Carolina. Jacksonville might be the most complete team in the AFC. They could represent the AFC in the Super Bowl, which is something I don't think we expected when Jacksonville hired Liam Cohen and, you know, he had the cringy moment in his press conference saying Duvall. And just, even with Jacksonville, Parker Washington is a great wide receiver. Their defense is loaded. But Buffalo's been here before. Heartbreak in the playoffs. Now, they've typically won their first and second round won their playoff games when they haven't had to play Kansas City. There was the lone exception 3 years ago when Cincy came in and beat them. So we'll see. It's going to be a very interesting game. Let's load up the injury reports. By the way, this game will be on your local CBS station. Jim and Tony on the call. And then, of course, the studio, NFL Today, James Brown, Coach Cower, Nate Burleson, maybe Matt Ryan's final couple days in the studio, interviewing for the president of football ops job with the Falcons, expected to get it. All right, injury reports. Joey Bosa, full participant with a hamstring. Looks like they're getting him back. Kincaid, he's been out the last couple weeks. Limited with a knee. They could really use him back. Matt Prater was full participant with a quad. He's an important piece at kicker. Josh Palmer didn't practice with an ankle. He's like the third wide out on the depth chart, third or fourth. Ty Johnson didn't practice with an ankle. He's like the second back. So that could be big. Any big ones? Jordan Poyer was limited with a hamstring. Let's look at the Jacksonville side of things. Nothing much. I would not expect anything shock in terms of inactive. So line is Buffalo. They're slight 1.5-point favorites. Give me the Bills to win. Simple as that. And that's the first road team we pick. And then we go to Lincoln Financial Field, Philadelphia. 4:30. Once again, your local Fox station. But this time it'll be Kevin Burkhardt and Tom Brady on the call. Niners, sort of injured, head to Philly, take on the NFC East champions, the Philadelphia Eagles. We have the Niners injury report. George Kittle was limited with an ankle. He's probably going to go. Pearsall didn't practice with a knee / ankle. Trent Williams didn't practice with a hamstring. This team is injury depleted. But they're going to have to find a way to get some of their guys to suit up. Otherwise, it could be a long game. It almost reminds me of 3 years ago when they met in the NFC Championship game in Philly. That was a little tough. But San Fran's a really good football team. Purdy's really good. No big injuries. Well, Jalen Carter limited with a hip. N'Kobe Dean limited with a hamstring. Dallas Goedert limited with a knee. Lane Johnson was limited with a foot. So we'll see with Philly. The line is 5.5. I think that's too many points. Give me the Eagles plus the... Or Eagles. Give me the Niners plus the 5.5. Excuse me. That is the Niners as in San Francisco. We're not taking the Eagles minus 5.5. We're taking San Fran plus the 5.5. Plus, this San Fran team knows how to win in Philly. Last time they came and played in Philly 2 years ago, they won big time. All right, Chargers-Patriots. Sunday night, and it's in the traditional Sunday night time slot on your local NBC station. You'll get Mike and Chris on the call. Great call by Mike Tirico on the missed field goal in that Steelers-Ravens game. We'll dig up the injury reports right now. Chargers in the playoffs, second year. They're 2-for-2 in the playoffs, making the playoffs under Jim Harbaugh. Now here's another test. They have to go coast-to-coast. L.A. to New England. New England, after a 4-year absence, is back in the postseason. The first year of the Mike Vrabel era in New England has absolutely exceeded expectations. And New England's got their quarterback of the future in Drake May. This is a team that can also absolutely make the Super Bowl. So, let's go into the injury reports. Keenan Allen, well, that was rest. Didn't practice. Herbert was a full participant with a left-hand issue. Omarion Hampton's going to be a big one to monitor. He's their running back, rookie out of North Carolina. He didn't practice with an ankle. Those are the big names. Bud Dupree didn't practice with a hamstring. Let's go to New England. Hunter, well, that was rest-related. Robert Spillane, their linebacker, was limited with an ankle issue. Those are the big ones. So, line here is 3.5. And Another factor we have to factor in here is the weather, potentially in Foxborough for Sunday, since we're in January and the weather up in New England can be pretty brutal. It's going to be about 25 degrees, winds 10 to 15 miles per hour, no precipitation. So, LA, they can do it. They can certainly do it, but I like New England. Drake May gets it done. Give me the Patriots to win, move on to divisional weekend. And that would set them up with a date with Buffalo, I do believe. So then we go to Monday night. The Houston Texans travel to Pittsburgh to take on the Steelers. Excuse me. And this is the first home playoff game for the Pittsburgh Steelers, technically, in 4 years. When they, 5 years, when they lost to the Browns. But there's one key with that. There weren't fans in the stands. That was when COVID was running rampant. So this is the first playoff game where Acrisure Stadium, well, Heinz Field, will be packed with fans since 2018 when they lost in the divisional round to the Jaguars, 45-42. That was a terrible game for the Steelers. They haven't won a playoff game, home playoff game, since 2017 when they blew out the Dolphins on the road, or at home. So, it's been a long time, 9 years. They're going to try and end this drought on Monday night. And I know people say Tomlin's probably coming back now after winning the division. Yeah, but we all said he's got to win the playoff game. And even if he wins this game, he might not be safe. His job might not be safe. You know, as a Yankee fan in 2017, the biggest thing with the Yankees had been not making the playoffs, and when they did, being wild card or divisional series exits. Well, 2017, they made the ALDS against the Cleveland. At the time, they were the Indians, and are now the Guardians. They made the ALDS. They went down 2-0. They lost game two really heartbreaking fashion. A game they should have won. Joe Girardi was the manager, by the way. I might have said Aaron Boone a minute ago. Joe Girardi. They had the two home games they won. Okay. Yeah, I kind of expected that. The game five deciding game against the Guardians. They won it. I gave them credit. They won, and I thought maybe Girardi would stay. Well, they lost in the ALCS, and then like about a week later, it was, let's have a mutual parting of ways. We're not going to say we fired you to make it dangerous, but you know you won us a World Series, but we're going to part ways. And I was kind of shocked. I thought Girardi had earned the right to manage the team at least one more season. Instead, they brought in Aaron Boone, and now we're in a mess. I think I have the exact same feeling about this year's Pittsburgh Steelers team as I did the 2017 New York Yankees. Tomlin's job isn't safe even if we win. If they get blown out in the divisional round, it's the same. We'll be having the same old talking points. Now, am I going to root for us to win? Yeah, I'm going to root for us to win every game. Yeah, what I have a problem with for these Steeler fans saying, oh, well, we want Tomlin fired even if they win a Super Bowl. He's absolutely earned the right to remain Steelers head coach if he wins the Super Bowl. And he'll probably get the lifetime contract. So, let's dig into the game. I'm not sure we're going to have much in terms of injury reports. Houston is coming in really hot. And this is a team that could really win the Super Bowl. Yes, they had a rough start to the year. But when C.J. Stroud got back from injury, they've been playing amazing football. Their defense wins championships. They've been playing phenomenal defense as of late. DeMeco Ryans absolutely has a case for Coach of the Year. Probably won't get it, though. But and this is Monday night, by the way. It's on ESPN. It's also on ABC. You get Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. I believe the Manning cast will be on ESPN2. But as far as injury reports, I would be shocked if we have an injury report today. The Texans haven't released one, but the Steelers have. Jalen Warren didn't practice with an illness, so he'll be good. TJ Watt, he'll be good to go with that lung issue. The only no practice was Warren because of the illness, so he's probably got that super flu. So, line is 3 points. Give me the Steelers plus 3. That's a hometown pick right there. So, our wild card picks. Panthers plus 10.5. Bears to win. Bills to win. Niners plus 5.5. Patriots to win. Steelers plus the 3. And then, for the college games, tonight, of course, the Fiesta Bowl. Give me Ole Miss plus the 3.5, although I think they win. And give me Indiana, setting us a national championship game no one could have expected at the start of this college football season. Well, maybe you could have seen Ole Miss in there. But you get Ole Miss and the Indiana Hoosiers. And we'll have a breakdown of this title game next week, because as we will pick the game in addition to the divisional playoff games. All right, restaurant of the week. So last week, I believe it was January 2nd, my cousin has recently bought a condo in around the Zelianople area. And he invited us to come tour his place. Nice place. Free floors. Amazing. Has his own bar. But right, maybe across the street from his condo is this brewery. And they have really good food. It's a craft brewery, so they also make their own drinks. I had a cider, but it was not made by them. It was an Arsenal cider. But this is Union Brothers Brewing on 270 Mercer Street in Harmony, Pennsylvania. And they are known for a lot of stuff here. They're known for their smash burgers. They have build-your-own burgers. Build-your-own mac and cheese bowl. So let's start with what we did appetizer-wise. We got the Bavarian soft pretzel, or Bavarian. I think it's Bavarian, though. You get beer cheese and whole grain mustard. Really, really good. The mustard was so good, too. We also got an order of the Zeely Zinger Wings. Now, I've reviewed the Norland Pub on here before. I always had when we lived in PA, that was where I always picked for my birthday dinner. And they had a wing flavor called Goldmine. It's like a spicy barbecue with like maybe some, like an aioli type of wing flavor. That's what Zeely Zingers reminded me of. Really good, tasty, delicious. This is a really good wing. And then, for my main course, I got 3 different things. I got an appetizer as my main course. Well, I'm going to save that for last. Garlic parm boneless wings. Really good. Delicious. You could tell it was homemade garlic parm sauce. It was so good. French fries. They make them in-house. Really, really good. Fresh cut. And then I got Crab Rangoon nachos. Now, you know I love Crab Rangoons. But as a nacho? Oh, my goodness. So, they have those little fried wonton chips. They put that out. And then they may have, like, a Crab Rangoon mixture that they make. So, it's the imitation crab and the cream cheese and all that good stuff to get in a Crab Rangoon. They drizzle, like, some sweet Thai chili sauce on it. And then green onions. Arguably, a top 5 best food I've ever had in my life. It was delicate. You got a nice, like, savory sweetness, spicy type of bite in every bite with the chili sauce. Nice little crunch with the wontons. It was so good. One of the best things I've ever had. Easily top 5. Might even be top 3. Now, they have, like, a mac and cheese burger. They have a bunch of, like, they have a burger here called the Devil's Advocate. They put, like, a deviled egg mixture in it. That sounds really good. A PB&J burger. They're known for they have, like, Alabama barbecue sauce. a grilled cheese with mac and cheese on it. Oh, that sounds amazing. A west of side of Philly sandwich, which is really a Permane style sandwich. They have a Philly cheesesteak, and they really try to make it authentically like Philly. Amoroso roll, cheese whiz, shaved ribeye, onions, green peppers. And then, of course, you know, they have an adult grilled cheese. So that's probably a bunch of fancy cheeses. The build-your-own mac and cheese bowl. You can put, like, chicken on it. Grilled chicken, fried pulled pork steak. Yeah. Just a really good... Really, if you're in the Cranberry, PA area or Zelenople, it's worth the drive up 79 to go to this place. I am so excited to get back to this place because there is at least 10 other things I have to try on this menu. I just can't wait to get back to it. And I bet the mac and cheese is really good too. And also, homemade blue cheese dressing. That in and of itself is amazing. So, Union Brothers Brewing in Harmony, PA. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode of Sports Bar Talk. Enjoy the football because we have playoff football tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's 5 straight nights. And I'll see you next week for Divisional Weekend and the National Championship game. And this is Sports Bar Talk, where we got the best seat in the house.